Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Did I ever tell you I met the dad of the drummer of this song?
Wait a second.
Which is the most non-rock and roll way of saying that.
I know the drummer's dad. Yeah, rock and roll, baby.
I met him at the library.
Oh, wow. It gets more and more rock and roll as you tell the story. Wow. Were you both looking for books for a nice, like, quiet downtime?
Yeah, we were both just trying to chill out.
Something before bed.
When your son's a drummer, anything is an escape.
He's just looking for something a little bit more laid back.
Yeah. So this is the Crimson Fuzz featuring the Z102.9 Street Team. And I forget the name of the drummer.
Okay.
And as well as I forget the name of his dad.
Do you remember the name of the book that he was checking out at the library?
All Quiet on the Western Front.
Ah, okay.
I believe.
Great title.
It's a great title. So it was, I was just fawning all over the fact that they just came up with this song. And I think it might be the perfect theme song ever.
It is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Crimson Fuzz. Thank you, Z102.9 Street Team.
That's great.
Ah. Gets us going every morning as we scram.
So we get together. We get tea every once in a while now.
You and the drummer's dad.
Me and the drummer's dad.
That's crazy, that rock and roll lifestyle that you lead.
Oh, we just like sitting outside and listening to nothing.
You guys just... I was going to suggest maybe you talked about the books that you're reading.
No, we don't even talk.
Silently. we sit together silently.
He's like, finally... some peace and quiet.
As two guys who love rock and roll.
Yeah, do.
That's how you do it.
And then we just think about rock and roll, but don't say a word.
Don't say anything to each other.
We're silent raging.
Just peace.
We're silent fans.
Did you see the lightning last night, by the way? It's like, speaking of lack of peace.
Yes and no. So the mother-in-law was over yesterday.
The mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Joanna.
Joanna's mom was over, which is just my way of setting up. For some reason, I felt the need to go to bed early.
No, I didn't.
No, I did. I'm getting there. It's a windy path.
Okay. Well, my mother-in-law was there, so I went to bed early.
I have to give you all of the context.
Okay.
We had a lot of pasta.
Oh.
I was already dozing off on the couch before 8 o'clock. So.
It's a full day.
I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let mother-daughter bonding time happened. I'm going to go downstairs and go to bed now.
You are a man of rock and roll. You know the drummer's dad. You guys talk about nothing together.
Yes.
And I go to bed by 8. 7:55. Loads of pasta.
Oh my God, so much pasta.
Just such a peaceful existence. Wow.
That is my rock and roll lifestyle.
You are a rock and roll guy.
Yeah.
I was like that lightning. So I was afraid I wasn't going to get to sleep.
Oh, let me get to the lightning.
Yeah.
So then I got out my clothes for today. Mm-hmm. Nice polo.
Set everything out.
Yes.
Then
I went to lay down on our bed. And remember, I live in the basement.
Right. And you lay down and you cover your hands over your chest.
Just like a coffined body.
And as soon as he lays down, he's asleep.
I see a flash of light. And I went, oh, somebody's at right. And then I rise up.
Sat
quickly.
Up. Whoop. Like Dracula from a coffin.
Whoa.
Ooh.
That's surprising. I'm supposed to be winding down. Who's having a party across the street? I thought it was Randy, my neighbor.
Your first thought is it's a party?
Well, not a no. Well,
who's having a party?
Shh.
And why am I not invited?
I'm sleeping.
Is it the drummer's dad? Is he having a party without me?
A very chill tea party. What?
Huh?
No, and then I saw a flash, and because our neighbor has a motion sensor.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, this is a little, caught me off guard.
Yeah.
And then another one, and I went, oh, that's lightning. So, yes.
So, yes, I did. You did see it.
Then I went to my phone. I'm like, I got to check out the radar.
Wait, just to make sure it was real.
Yes.
You went to your
phone.
When
you're confined to a bedroom in a basement and all you have is a tiny little transom window. You
look up.
I got to make sure that the real world on the outside is actually happening.
Yeah.
So, I verified. Rocking. And it just kept. And then there'd be a little light rumble of thunder. Nothing like booming,
yeah.
I didn't think. But that lightning lasted for a while.
It
really
did.
It was a lovely show.
My husband, I will get into what he was doing, but he was...
Why? I went in through every detail what I was doing.
But he was coming back home and he was like, oh, I was on the phone with him. And he's like, oh, that I think that touched the ground. Oh, I'm like,
was
he
seeing actual bolts?
Yes. He was like, I think I see that. I think it went all the way to the earth.
That's
pretty
cool.
I'm like,
but scary at the same time.
Very scary. So I secondhand witness news. It was pretty close, you guys.
Somebody else's eyes witness news?
Someone else's eyes witness news. That's okay. As close as you're going to get here on the Morning Scramble. And then this is not scientific research, okay, by any means, because I believe this comes from us from BetUSA.com.
Okay.
So I feel like it's...
What do the bookies want us to know?
Research on the most trustworthy U.S. accents.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, here's what they looked at, though, to gauge trustworthiness. They were looking at internet search interests about friendliness and professionalism.
Okay.
Along with crimes, number of lawyers, and primary care doctors associated with the region of each accent.
So, for example, are people from the North trustworthy or sound like people are searching that?
Yes.
And then that's what they reviewed.
Yes. Or like Texas, New York.
Why do Southern people sound unintelligent?
Yeah.
That could be a search term.
That could be a search term, okay, that they analyzed.
I would guess any accent comes in lower, meaning you're not as trustworthy, versus what I consider to be the good old Iowa,
yes,
broadcast Midwest accent, which is almost non-existent.
Thank you. The Midwest accent is like nothing. Yes. I always wish that we were a little bit more affected than
Chicago,
we are.
Chicago, Minnesota, a little bit of a northern accent.
Yeah.
But I think where we are, are we the most trusted?
That's what I kind of expected this to be, Eric.
Yes.
And it's not.
Who's more trusted than this?
The most trusted accent is the Boston accent.
That's because you're afraid they're going to beat you up if you don't agree with them.
Followed by the Cajun accent.
No!
I know!
No!
This is...
Although, don't they always say, I guarantee. Uh-oh. So maybe because I said I guarantee you have to trust them.
Because of all the guarantees.
It's a guarantee.
That's probably it. Do you want to know where the Midwest accent falls?
Yes.
Unfortunately,
are we below the South?
Oh, yeah. Not quite that far, but we are at the bottom half.
No.
The five least trustworthy accents in the U.S., Midwest at number five.
Okay.
Hawaiian.
Hey.
What's up with that, cuz?
Aloha, cuz.
Hey, bruh.
Hey, bruh.
Southern accent, number three.
Yeah, I'll get Southern.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight that one.
New Jersey.
Okay.
Mountain West accents.
Boy, I
don't.
That's a very specific area.
I don't
right?
know
like
what that would be. Even.
Denver. You know,
what is a Denver?
The other side, somewhere in Idaho, right? You're in the range of the Rockies. I traveled there. I don't remember them having a very specific accent.
I don't either. This just feels...
Now you got me all fired up.
No, I know. I don't like this. I don't think this was scientific. I want...
No!
This needs to be redone.
No, is there another page that says you want to bet on those answers?
Now you want
to take
some
bets? They're
just
trying to get our money from us, aren't they?
How much do you bet that this is all wrong?
Come on!
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Isn't being a homeowner fun?
So fun.
I don't think we've ever. I don't think we've ever experienced this before, but it appears, feels, we're sensing that the water pressure in our house is down.
That's weird. Like the whole house?
Just feels that way.
Or like the shower.
Well, shower, sink, right? Doing dishes last night, felt a little bit like, where's the pressure? And it's not a trickle. It's just doesn't seem to be as much pressure.
Yeah, the high power isn't as high power.
And then now that's in my brain. So I'm taking a shower this morning. I'm like, well, that doesn't seem normal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I don't know. And so I'm on the city's website, and there's a lot of things I have to do before I call them.
Things to do?
I have to check all of our faucet screens, make sure there's not a block.
Okay.
That makes sense.
But every faucet in the home.
I know. Really? What do you think? I have time.
Come on.
Then call a plumber. Well, that's going to cost.
Yeah, that's going to be costly.
I just want to skip to, it does say you may also contact the water division, but I think it's also third on the list.
You may.
Yeah,
and
I may
it says,
contact.
It doesn't says this is what you do. It says you may.
Hey, I'm a taxpayer. Take my call. I don't know what to do.
Hmm.
Is it also seasonal? I don't know. Right? You also have air pressure outside. Water tables.
Is there any work being done in the area?
Not that I've noticed, but that's what I was wondering. Was it, you know, four blocks away, someone just like, there's a tiny leak or something.
Oh, whoops. Yeah, we'll get on that.
Don't know. I just, so maybe, part of me wants to call the city because maybe other people have called the city.
Right.
And then they'll investigate.
But is it, you don't want to also be a complainer?
I don't
want to
be call number one,
sir.
Right.
Like it's all in your head.
Oh, great. The Hansons are calling again.
What?
What?
What do you want? That's that Midwest thing. Like, I'd hate to bother you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for asking.
This, guys, I'm so sorry, but.
I'm so sorry for asking about my needs.
But I will tell you, that does get you pretty further in customer service. If you come in, I am so sorry. This is probably the dumbest thing in the world. But then it, like, then they're not assuming that you're going to come at them.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad approach.
You come up with your hands raised.
Hey, guys, hey. Surrender.
Yeah.
I'm just a homeowner. I don't know. I work in radio. I don't know how to plumb. I know how to spell it.
I know.
Right? I don't know what
to do.
I don't
know plumbing.
I don't know plumbing.
I feel
you. Can you look at my pipes?
Help.
Please. And they're just going to tell me to call a plumber.
Exactly.
So I. It's all...
It all comes back to plumber.
And then you know what? That's window of 3 hours.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, John will be there somewhere between today and 2027. Okay.
Okay. Just
sounds
be ready.
Great. I'll be ready
for whenever.
I'll be asleep on the couch. That's what's happening in my world right
well,
now.
Weirdly enough, same thing. It's a plumbing issue. For
it
me.
Is not.
Yes, it is. And being a homeowner, sometimes it's like instead of I have to call a plumber and get things fixed, I look it up a little video. I'm like, I could do that. So I had an issue with my sink, my bathroom sink. The stopper all of a sudden like gave out and it just stays plugged all the time. The drain thing.
Is it a pop up, pop down, or do you have that little thing behind the faucet?
The thing behind the faucet.
You got to pull open the cabinet and.
Yes.
Yeah. I've done that before.
And there's a new piece. So this weekend I went and I watched a video. I'm like, I just need this new stick thing.
Yeah. You got a new stick?
Little ball at the end. Oh, yeah. And then I replaced it and stuck it on there and tightened it. And it leaks every time I use the sink.
Oh, no.
So that's not working. So then I had to turn to my husband and say, hey, do you want to try to fix it? And last night he went to the store and instead of just buying the stick thing and replacing it the way that I approached it.
What did he do?
He got a whole new universal system.
Okay.
And he's planning on installing it tonight.
Yeah.
So are you ready, fix it fella, for a call from your good friend, poor Nick?
Am I getting called in? Am I being tapped in?
I suggested that perhaps this was a fix it fella situation because I don't know if I can't fix it. I'm not sure he.
Do you see how eager my face is right now?
I know you're going to be so eager for
this. I want to come help.
I don't think that I feel like we need a plumber at this.
No.
If I can't fix it.
We are two men of means.
That's what I'm afraid of.
We have built birdhouses. We have built a door on my shed. We have built planter beds in your backyard.
I know.
This is plumbing. This is a whole new level of fix it, fellas.
This is a whole new level.
Let's do it.
Maybe we should call a professional.
Eric will come over.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The number of Legionnaires' disease cases in Marshall County is up to 54.
Oh, no.
This thing started in the 30s. We've had one death. It was at 40 as of Monday.
Didn't they clean out some sort of filtration system?
This, to understand how, I want to point you to a building to understand what a cooling tower is. Just drive at any major manufacturing plant and you'll look towards the top of a building and they look like really, really almost like large vents like on your AC unit outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's a water cooling tower. They're huge. They take a long time to expect and a long time to clean. They're working on it.
Okay.
That's what's happening right now. I also don't know how big the industrial park is in Marshalltown. Some of it has been inspected. Some of it they haven't gotten to. So they're actually they are asking property owners, like, can you just clean it anyway? Yeah. Right? That's kind of the safe move right now.
Just in case.
But they are continuing to officially investigate the outbreak. That's their best guess right now, is one of these water cooling towers. But that still continues to be impacting Marshall County, even to this morning. We're going to give you a couple of our sports shorts, starting with Hawkeye football. So don't forget, this week is a Friday game. Rutgers kicking off the Big Ten.
That's right.
Friday night.
Gotta make that adjustment.
I'm going to be watching an Iowa game, go to bed, and get up early for a world record. Yeah. That's my weekend.
Yep.
I've got the kickoff for homecoming. 2:30, televised on Peacock. So, good news, mid-afternoon game. Slightly bad news, that's a streaming service you got to pay for. But
yeah,
this is how all of these things have been negotiated. So, Peacock will carry the Iowa-Indiana homecoming game, and that's set for Saturday, September the 27th. Let's give you one more sports short. Cardinals baseball, don't forget tonight, gotta win.
That's right.
This is a must win. They are going for another Midwest League championship. They've been in this series 3 out of the last 5 years, which is awesome.
But it's setting up just like it did to get this far, right? Because we had a loss, one at home.
Yeah, we've seen this movie before.
Yes.
And if the ending follows the same script, it'll be nice.
Yes.
But we got to win today to force a game tomorrow. You win that one, more rings, more trophies, man.
Yes.
For your Cedar Rapids Colonels. So good luck to them. Let's wrap up the buzz with what's got us feeling all right. So yesterday, we're talking World War II major, you know, vessels. Today, the Solon American Legion Steinacher Post 460 is bringing the Global War on Terror Wall of Remembrance to Iowa starting Thursday. It's never been here before. It's
really
a big deal. Yeah. Check out how it's arriving. It's going to go on a road trip from Davenport to Solon, escorted by 600 motorcycles.
Ooh.
They're going to get it all set up at the Freedom Rock. It's right next to Solon Veterans Memorial, the American Legion field.
Yeah.
They've got a ton of activities. They've got helicopter landings. They've got public speaking. And then it's going to be available for public view as well. It's going to be a very cool experience.
Very.
So it shows up again on Thursday. It's going to arrive around 11. Give them some time to set it up. But you'll have through the afternoon Thursday, all day Friday. Saturday, they're going to do one of those rucksack runs to support those veterans who have been battling suicide. Rucksacks are the bags that most military members typically carry in a course of a normal day, and you actually sign up to wear that weight on you while you run.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a ton of events happening in the Solon area. All of that starting on Thursday, that's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Yesterday, we talked about the Emmys and all the things that you did see on stage and on the screen. And let's talk about what you missed. You missed Sofia Vergara. She was supposed to be a presenter at the Emmys on Sunday night, but ended up in the emergency room instead.
Oh, no. That sounds like food poisoning.
No, she had an eye allergy.
Ah.
And I don't know if it was part of, like, the makeup she was wearing or what, but she said that she had the craziest eye allergy right before getting in the car. Like, she was going to the Emmys and then had to take a different route. She shared a video of her swollen left eye and then a video of her in a hospital sink rinsing it out. But that's got to be makeup, right? You're ready to go.
I've had one that happened once, and it was a little bit of charcoal.
Ooh, from the grill?
Ash got into my eye, yeah. And I guess the outer layer on my eye started to swell.
Ugh.
And I had to just get it. They just gave my arm a huge Benadryl shot and it went away.
And an eye wash or anything?
No.
Ugh.
But that was freaky.
Yuck.
Yeah.
She was not the only presenter who couldn't make it. Eric Dane from Grey's Anatomy was supposed to reunite with one of his co-stars, Jesse Williams. He did not make it, but we don't know exactly why. He does have ALS, so
yeah,
that might be an issue. And then I know that they always have to do the in memoriam segment, but it seems like there's always trouble after you do it. You forgot somebody.
Well, I know one of the actresses from comedy Alice.
Yes.
Kiss My Grits.
Polly Holiday from Alice
was not on the list.
Not in there. The King of the Hill voice actor, Jonathan Joss, was not in there. Danielle Spencer from What's Happening, Jerry Adler from The Sopranos, and Hulk Hogan's family is very upset that he was not in that segment
either.
He's
a television entertainer.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, it's political.
No, it's not.
I just think
oversight.
That sometimes they aren't as thorough. They did have him, just not in the telecast. On the online version, there's a scroll of names. He's in that, but he wasn't in the televised version.
I think they're going to have to start saying at the beginning of that, this is not everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. If you want to see more, I don't know. There's got to be a different way, right? Like, it's always wrong. Everybody's always up in arms about it. Like, you can't forget this person.
The safe call is take it out of the show.
Agreed.
Put it online.
Agreed.
That's actually the easiest way to do it.
Oh, I know.
But that's my, I wait for that so I can go to bed. I wait for Weekend Update on SNL.
That's how you know.
Yes. Okay. Weekend Update on SNL, go to bed afterwards.
Yep.
In Memoriam, in any sort of award show, go to bed afterwards. That's how I know.
Well, let's stay in that kind of like In Memoriam segment. Ed Sheeran announced that he has plans to release an album after he dies. It's called Eject. It is part of a series. Like, he had the add, subtract,
yeah, that mathematical.
Divide. Yeah.
Right.
Now he's going on to like the buttons on your tape recorder. He just released his 8th album, Play, on Friday, and he plans to do at least 5 more albums.
So rewind, pause, fast forward. What else?
Stop. And then ultimately it will be Eject. He said it's in his will. His wife, Cherry, gets to pick the tracks for it. It's going to be kind of a greatest hits slash music from the vault, stuff you've never heard before. Things that he's been working on that he has never released since he's 18 years old. So you might hear a song from a very young Ed Sheeran on it as well. He's like, you know, when posthumous albums come out, they're sort of unplanned. And I don't want to just go and have someone jumble stuff up and do that. I want it to be a planned album.
That's a great idea.
So he's thinking ahead.
I'm surprised he's the first one who's ever done that.
I know. That's so responsible. A lot of times it's hard for young people to think about things like wills and stuff.
Oh, you
like
think
that.
You're, you know, invincible, right?
Yeah, yeah. We were just having this conversation with my siblings. I'm like, yeah, you gotta have a will, right? Please think about that stuff. I know it's dark. Think about it.
Do you have life insurance?
Elton John had double knee replacement surgery last year. Both of his knees are now, I don't know, titanium, invincible. He had a strange request for his surgeon. He asked if he could keep his kneecaps.
So the bone part or whatever
bone,
that is, cartilage?
Yeah. That bone.
Yeah. Your patella.
He decided to keep them and turn them into jewelry.
No.
Yeah. He and his jewelry designer worked together on taking these pieces of body part and turning them into priceless jewelry.
I'm gagging.
It's so gross. It's
don't consider the shape. I just looked it up. It's a small, rounded, triangular bone.
Yep.
Right
yep.
at the front of your knee. You're probably touching it right now.
When they dried them out, they had to like bake them basically.
Stop using all these words. Oh my God. Keep going.
They became really porous, like stone or like pumice.
Yes.
So they had to paint them with acetate and then polish them before they coated them in gold to make them into jewelry. One is a necklace. One is a brooch.
I heard the brooch. I didn't quite catch the necklace part.
Yeah. Yeah, the left kneecap was smaller, so it just got to be a brooch. But the right, is a stunning gold-plated necklace. That's engraved with a Latin phrase on the back that translates roughly to, I will no longer bow to any man.
Okay. You mean get on my knees to any man, probably? That would make more sense. Who knows? Wow. Who's going to get that jewelry?
I know. Hey, kids. Guess what? You've just inherited.
Hey, Elton John's offspring. You get a pick.
Do you want right or left? Right or left? I have both in my hand. Go, pick.
Which one? Which hand? I'm not going to tell you. You just have to tap it, and that's what you get.
What if I want neither hand?
Tap a hand.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
We have left the studio. We are now hanging out in the Z102.9 test kitchens, where we are about ready to try 3 different cereals with chocolate milk.
That is the goal. We were told that or we were asked if chocolate milk would be available during the cereal world record coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, we actually just wrapped up a podcast for Junior Achievement of East Central Iowa with Nate Klein. And here's how it came up in conversation. So it sounds like Nate Klein is either a unicorn and the first person we've ever met who puts chocolate milk on their cereal.
Yeah, I do not.
I don't either. In fact, it blew my mind that somebody actually does that.
I could not believe that. Now, there are some cereals where I think it makes sense. If you have a chocolatey cereal and you just add chocolate milk to it, that's a no-brainer.
You give me Cocoa Krispies, Cocoa Puffs, or
yes,
Cocoa Pebbles.
Yes.
Keyword cocoa.
Cocoa.
I will put chocolate milk on it.
They belong together.
Raisin Bran?
Mm-mm.
Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries?
The Crunch Berries, I feel like I'm hard stop. No, this can't possibly work. But before we say no, we should test it.
Okay, if you're willing to go down this road with me, you brought Kellogg's Wednesday-themed cereal
yes,
from home.
It's Wednesday-themed. It's cookies and cream, though, so there's marshmallows in it, and then there's the little cocoa bits.
Let's start with that one.
I agree.
Because that seems to be wanting chocolate milk. By the way, I also brought Prairie Farms chocolate milk, which seemed to be the appropriate one.
Yeah.
So we are going to go ahead and fill this bowl here. Okay.
Now you want some chocolate milk on there?
Yeah, oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, that's a lot.
Mm.
Okay.
I do lots of milk on
Now, before we go any further, producer Ben, if you've listened to the show in the last week, has an affinity for large spoons. We didn't realize this about this man.
This is ridiculous.
He has not given us what I would consider to be a teaspoon. He has given us serving spoons to use to eat our cereal.
I mean, these spoons are of ridiculous size.
This is I got smaller or this spoon. This is huge.
I feel like a giant with a spoon this big.
Okay.
I do not traditionally eat cereal with a spoon this big.
So I'm enjoying chocolate milk on.
How am I going to get my mouth on this?
Wednesday's cookie and cream. Who said it? Claire did. Here we go. Cookies and cream Wednesday Kellogg cereal with Prairie Farms
so
chocolate
thick,
milk.
Eric.
Oh, I can't fit that in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I said it.
That's delicious.
That
is so delicious.
Awesome.
That is so delicious.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my gosh. This is really good.
The little puffed, whatever it's made out of, wheat or corn, tastes like a cocoa puff. With the chocolate milk, this tastes great.
It's chocolate plus marshmallows. Yes, please. This all works. Yeah.
I can't believe children are having this for breakfast. This is dessert.
This is dessert. No kidding. This is double chocolate.
All right. I'm getting a mouthful every time. Thanks for the big spoon, Ben.
I am surprised, though, that the chocolate milk does seem thicker.
Well, it's a premium chocolate milk.
Is
I went whole. I didn't go 2%.
Oh, you went whole.
Went whole.
This is practically straight from the cow.
I know. Brown cows only. Okay. Do you want to go Raisin Bran or Crunch Berries?
Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran with chocolate milk.
I don't think that this is going to go well. Raisin Bran.
This, by the way, is Shannon's current delicacy at home. We are a one box at a time house, and she finished her grape nuts. But we had Raisin Bran.
So we have Raisin Bran.
Heart healthy Raisin Bran, 2 scoops of raisins in every bite. This looks disgusting.
This looks really gross. And there's something about bran sitting in a soup of brown water that just doesn't seem
appealing. And how this spoon is bigger than my last spoon.
Again, an enormous
Okay. Ben's big A spoon.
Serve it up to yourself. Okay, ready?
Here we go. Chocolate milk and Raisin Bran. Oh, God, the texture is...
Did you get a raisin?
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
You don't hate it?
I don't hate it.
First of all, it's been a minute since I've had a Raisin Bran.
Okay. I'm going to get 4 raisins.
The bran has... It feels like I'm eating cardboard.
Well,
that's
the bran experience. That's
I know.
Just bran.
This milk ain't helping. That's for sure.
I like it.
I do not.
I like it. I think that it helps the brand because, you know, typically bran.
It's bran.
It's kind of bran flavored.
God.
So the chocolate adds something. The raisins,
and the raisins in the chocolate, that's
the
a weird taste too.
A little sweetness. The chocolate adds sweetness. I like it.
I don't,
you don't like
it. No.
Now, I liked that better, and I'm assuming I'm not, and I shouldn't assume, but I don't think I'm going to enjoy the Captain Crunch Crunch Berries and chocolate milk, because the Crunch Berries have that fruit flavor.
They do.
Now, wait a second.
What?
A chocolate-covered strawberry is delicious.
Oh, I didn't consider that. And chocolate and orange is very good, too.
That's true.
All right, so, you are now pouring Prairie Farms premium chocolate milk into my Crunch Berries.
Some of this really thick milk into our bowls.
Do you want to take 1 second to describe the spood I was provided by
the spood
producer
that Eric was given in his bowl of Crunch Berry cereal is basically a...
That's a ladle.
That's a cooking spoon. It's a ladle.
Yeah. I'm going to ladle some Crunch Berries with chocolate milk into my mouth.
I wish you so much luck.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's going to be a lot of Crunch Berries. It's a big bite. Okay, I'm going to do one of each color.
How are you balancing out the Crunch Berry to Cap'n Crunch ratio?
I'm trying to do each berry.
Ooh, that smells good.
And then a couple of pellets. And you've got more than enough spoon that you should be able to get every color of Crunch Berry.
I'm trying to navigate.
Okay, let's go. Aha.
Been a minute since I had this cereal, too. This just took me back to my childhood.
Now, it's not as gross as I expected it to be.
Of the three cereals, this has the most flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm barely getting chocolate milk. It is...
Agreed.
Because it's led by a captain,
yes.
It is overpowering the chocolate milk.
I believe it is because the captain is so powerful,
yes,
that the milk never stood a chance.
No.
The Crunch Berries cut through.
If
you
this is the
taste.
American Revolution, Crunch Berries are the Americans, and chocolate milk is the British Army.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
They are losing.
I am not noticing the chocolate in this at all. That is insane.
I've got a little bit on the M. Tastes like a little cocoa. I like
Maybe.
That.
It's not bad. Okay, Nate Klein is on to something. Now, I don't think that this is an everyday thing for me.
No, it's, I mean, it is particularly sweet.
Yes.
So I wouldn't be able to do this every morning.
No.
But this is a treat.
I'm surprised, though. I thought Crunch Berries needed just regular milk.
I can't stop.
He can't stop. He won't stop. Chocolate milk and Crunch Berry cereal. Who knew?
I'll tell you what. If you haven't fed your kids yet this morning, if you've got Cap'n Crunch Crunch Berries, chocolate milk, take it from us.
Hey, Mom, the Morning Scramble said I could have chocolate milk on my cereal.
And give me the big spoon.
Sorry, parents.
Give me the Ben spoon. Okay, we've done chocolate milk on cereal. Next up, the chocolate experience.
It's for science.
We will do that next as we continue Taste of Tuesday on the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Mm-mm, cooking up.
What is that?
It's Taste It Tuesday with the Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Z102.9, as we continue our broadcast live from the test kitchens here at the radio station. Claire, this was a story you had, I think, a week or two ago, where science claims, based on what you're listening to, it'll impact the flavor of chocolate.
Exactly. There was a researcher from the UK. She looked at 60 years of scientific research on multisensory integration. So, you know, things that you're listening to, the things that you see, that can all affect the flavor. She came up with a song. It's called The Sweetest Melody. And it's supposed to, based on the pitch, the tempo, the harmony that it uses, is supposed to enhance the experience of chocolate. And she made the song 64 seconds, which is the exact length of time that you would take to have a piece of chocolate melt on your tongue.
Let's start with this. I am not going to wait 64 seconds to finish a piece of chocolate.
I have never waited for chocolate to melt on my tongue before. I'm an American.
You give me a solid Hershey's bar. What is that? Like 12 of those individual pieces?
Yeah.
That thing is done 25 seconds or less.
It doesn't stand a chance.
No, but I will do everything in my power to just take a little piece, a morsel.
I know, I don't typically do one square.
And we will
either.
Let it, I guess, melt on our tongue. So let's get a little atmosphere music, please.
Please, Ben.
All right, we are taking Hershey's milk chocolate. One little square.
One little square on your tongue.
And I'm just letting it melt on my tongue.
You're supposed to.
That's the plan.
I don't know if I can do this.
Who eats chocolate this way? Nobody. The answer is nobody.
Researcher Dr. Natalie Hyacinth.
She sounds like a joy, a ball of energy. It hasn't melted at all yet.
Do you feel like it's helping?
No. Do you? Everything in my being not to eat this. I'm trying to let it dissolve.
I think it still tastes like Hershey's chocolate.
It does. I bought some really good stuff. You want to move to the good stuff?
You know what?
Oh, I hate it.
I just typically enjoy a darker chocolate.
Okay.
Maybe that's it.
Claire, this is extreme dark. This is 88% cocoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Cacao.
This is hard stuff, man.
Very hard chocolate.
It's also probably organic because I got it at the organic grocery store. Look at me.
You're going to be able to taste that.
I hope so. Okay. Hershey's tastes like Hershey's.
Exactly.
Let's try this extreme dark.
You're supposed to just let it melt.
Well, I had to break off a piece and put it in my mouth. And my teeth were readily available.
Nope.
This sounds like music you hear at the dentist while they're telling you not to do what we're doing.
This chocolate's too dark.
Impossible. That's bitter.
Really bitter.
Oh, it's making me weep a little bit. Can we end this experiment abruptly? I'm not enjoying this.
You know what?
I love dark chocolate. I hate this chocolate.
I think I just don't like this chocolate.
It's attacking the back of my tongue.
Why is it so bad?
It is bad.
What did you buy?
It's extreme dark.
Okay, there's an elephant on the package.
Does that mean... feels like an elephant smashing my face right now. Oh, man.
You can play all the music you want to. I don't think it's going to help this chocolate.
All right, we're abandoned ship. Let's go back to Crunch Berries and Chocolate Milk. Those were our better days. That's going to wrap up A Taste of Tuesday on Z102.9. Oh, God, that's horrible.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
Well, that's the plan for Saturday. Another scramble record. We will complete the year if we do this right on Saturday with two world records.
That's impressive, right?
That's crazy.
First, we worked with the Cedar Rapids Colonels to have the record for the most people wearing party hats, and that was in honor of Mr. Shucks' birthday.
And now, in honor of the fact that we are Cereal Town USA, man, and it's Quaker Day at the Farmer's Market. It's the last Farmer's Market of the season. The weather's actually going to be more seasonal on Saturday, which I'm really looking forward to. We want 2,000 people in Green Square all taking a bite of Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries all at the exact same time. We get right around 2,000. A little bit over, a little bit under. That's a record.
Exactly.
We're going to count the bowls as we hand them out. That's how we're going to know how many people are there. You got to hold the bowl. That's probably the mantra that's going to be hardest for everybody. You got to hold the bowl.
Hold the bowl. I know it's going to look tempting. Try not to crunch all your cereal. At least leave a bite because the goal of the record is to have everybody take a bite of cereal at the exact same time.
Yeah, this is like school lunch. There's no seconds.
No.
You've got to, what you get is what you get.
Yes.
I didn't consider people sneaking it and all of a sudden like, I'm out. Could I
no,
have more?
No, that's not how it works.
No, we're only allowed one serving per person because we haven't. The engineers at Quaker did the math and gave us the exact amount of boxes to hit 2,000 servings.
Exactly. So we need to make sure that we use every single one of those for good.
Yes.
For the record.
The way it's going to set up, if you signed up or if you did not sign up, it's fine. Just show up 9:00 Green Square. You will see four tents identical in identical in color, blue and green, right?
Mm-hmm.
Economic Alliance tents. Those will be volunteers. Be nice to them. They are in teams. Rip open the box, dump in big bowl, scoop in small bowl. Hand to you with or without milk, your call.
You can get your milk right as you're getting your cereal, or you can wait. Let it stay cool a little longer.
We'll try to get it to you right before the record. We will have plant-based milk available as well. Big thanks to City Council member David Meyer for providing that.
Yep.
Then I believe we're going to have the auditor, very Wizard of Oz style, make a proclamation of number of bowls. Now, that's where we're going to know or not know if we hit it. But after that, we will have a proclamation by the mayor for all of the hard work that went into the day.
Exactly. It will be Cereal Day in Cedar Rapids, a celebration of the fact that this town makes cereal that goes across the country,
across the world.
So we're very proud of that fact, and that's why we want to break that world record, bring it home to Cedar Rapids.
So be in the park at 9, get your bowl, hold your bowl.
Hold it.
Milk.
Hold it.
Occupy your time.
Hold it.
You'll hear us make a lot of announcements.
Hold it.
Auditor at 10. Mayoral proclamation for Cereal Day.
And then
3, 2, 1, bite. That's how you record.
That's how we're going to do it. That is our plan. We would love to have you join us. Just go to Green Square about 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
See you there.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.